How to live one day at a time as a Christian? Most people do not break down under today's burden alone. They break down because they try to carry today, tomorrow, next month, old regrets, future fears, and unanswered questions all at once. Jesus never told his people to live that way. In Matthew 6:34, he said, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." That is not an excuse to be careless. It is a command to trust God one day at a time. The Christian life is not lived in yesterday's guilt or tomorrow's fear. It is lived today by faith under the care of God. Yesterday cannot be changed. Its sins must be confessed, its lessons must be learned, and its wounds must be placed in the hands of the Lord. If you sinned, do not hide from God. 1 John 1:9 says that, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive and cleanse." The believer does not need to live chained to yesterday. Christ is a forgiving Savior. Tomorrow cannot be controlled. We can plan wisely, but we cannot rule the future. James 4:14 says, "You do not know what your life will be like tomorrow." That truth humbles us. We are not sovereign. God is. That is why faith matters. Faith does not demand to see the whole road. Faith takes the next step because the Lord is trustworthy. Living one day at a time means receiving today as a gift from God. Psalm 118:24 says, "This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Not every day is easy. Some days bring pain, grief, weakness, or disappointment. But every day still belongs to the Lord. The believer can wake up and say, "Lord, help me serve you today. Help me trust you today. Help me obey you today. Give me grace for this day." God does not give tomorrow's grace today. He gives grace for the moment we are in. When Israel gathered manna in the wilderness, they gathered what they needed for the day. In the same way, Christians must learn daily dependence on God. Living one day at a time also means doing the duty in front of you. Sometimes people become so worried about the future that they neglect present obedience. They worry about what may happen while ignoring what God has already told them to do. Pray today, read the Word today, encourage someone today, be faithful to your church today, forgive today, resist temptation today, speak truth today. Serve where God has placed you today. You may not know what next year holds, but you know what faithfulness looks like right now. This kind of living does not mean pretending troubles are small. Some burdens are heavy. Some fears are real. Some questions do not have quick answers. But the Christian does not face them alone. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That invitation is not only for the lost sinner needing salvation. It is also precious to the weary believer who needs strength. The saved person belongs to Christ. His salvation rests on grace, not works. His future is secure, not because he is strong, but because the Savior is faithful. That gives peace for today. A Christian can live one day at a time because Christ is already Lord of every day. He is Lord of yesterday's failures. He is Lord of today's needs. He is Lord of tomorrow's unknowns. So do not try to carry what God has not given you to carry yet. Bring yesterday to his mercy. Bring tomorrow to his wisdom. Bring today to his will. Live this day with faith. Walk with God. Do the next right thing. Trust the Savior. Tomorrow belongs to him. Today, follow Christ.